Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming in the area of your mind. We've been talking about putting on the mind of Christ. That's a spiritual mind, a word-ruled mind. And how do we do this? We're going to get in the Word of God. We're going to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. As God takes His Word, He writes it in our heart, He writes it in our mind, and we are being changed and transformed through the Word of God in us. It's important that you spend time in the Word of God. You need to set your mind on things above, and you need to think on good things, and keep your mind on the Lord. He'll keep you in perfect peace when your mind is stayed upon Him, praise God. We've talked about eliminating a negative mind. We've talked about the fact of the evil that can get in your mind, confusion and anxiety and thoughts of negativism or thoughts of evil. You've got to learn to take those thoughts captive. Don't let your mind get hardened. Don't let doubt come into your mind. Don't let the enemy get you into a fleshly-minded attitude, a carnal-minded person. It produces death in them. And we know it's the devil who comes to try to blind the mind of those who believe not. We cannot allow ourselves to be an enemy in our mind. Instead, we want to be yielding our mind unto the Lord and thinking upon the things of the Word of God. Very important, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, the Bible says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You need to discipline yourself to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And we've been talking about the practical application of overcoming in the mind in dealing with our thoughts. And we're going to continue on that today. If you have thoughts that are negative, you've got to deal with them according to the Word of God. Suppose you have a thought that the Word doesn't work. Well, that's a lie. God's Word always works. If the enemy comes and brings that thought to your mind, you need to deal with it. The Bible says that He watches over His Word to perform it. His Word will come to pass. So you need to take a scripture and think on that scripture, even speak that scripture to extinguish that fiery dart of the wicked one. If the enemy brings a thought to you, well, I'll never get healed, you need to go right to the Word of God, which declares that Himself took our infirmities, He bare our sicknesses, by His stripes you were healed. He's the one who is the healer of all of our diseases. In fact, He says we can come boldly to the throne of grace, take hold of His healing mercy, and find grace to help in our time of need. And He will heal you as you pray a prayer of faith. Well, suppose you have a thought of feeling hopeless. What's the Bible say? Why are you cast down, O my soul? Hope thou in God. Abraham, against hope, he believed in hope. You know, the Bible says that hope is the anchor of your soul. If you're letting the devil bring that hopeless thought, many times it comes from a feeling to influence your thoughts. You've got to combat that with the Word of God. You may be a person who has thoughts coming at you, well, I'm not strong enough to deal with this. Well, the Bible says that the Lord is the strength of my life. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is my strength. So start thinking on that and start rejoicing in the Lord. The Bible says be strong in the Lord and the power of His might so you can stand against the wiles of the devil. Well, how do you get strong? You get in the Word of God. You know, the Bible also says let the weak say, I am strong. Start to confess strength and you will see it be manifest in you. You may have a thought saying, I can't forgive that person for what things they've done to me. God says He's commanded you to forgive. The Bible says if you won't forgive men their trespasses, then your Heavenly Father will not be able to forgive you of your trespasses. We must choose to forgive, so don't listen to those lying thoughts. Anything that the enemy brings against you, it's a lie. You may have this thought that says, well, I can't get rid of this sin. I can't overcome in this area. The Bible says that we can overcome in all things. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. The Bible says sin has no dominion over you. In Romans 6:14, you can yield your members unto sin of unrighteousness, or you can yield your members unto righteousness, and that produces holiness. And the Bible says that we should get rid of all these things, especially that sin that so easily besets us in Hebrews 12:1. We're going to lay that thing aside, and we're going to run the race looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And you get in the Word of God, that's the answer, and think on that Word, and you're going to be able to overcome. You know, the victory begins in the mind. Defeat also begins in the mind, because the devil will bring these negative thoughts to you. If you have a thought coming against you that I don't want to do this, I don't want to yield to what God wants me to do, that is rebellion, and that thought needs to be dealt with. So you get what the Scripture says. Isaiah 1:19 says, if you be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. If you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured. You think on that Scripture, and that'll turn around your attitude to want to do the will of God. If you ever have a thought that says, my faith won't work, well, that's a lie. The Bible talks about how faith produces healing in you. Faith brings forth your prosperity. Faith brings forth the promises of God. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Your faith will work. In fact, you have the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you have that as a grain of mustard seed. You can apply your faith, work your faith, speak forth the Word of God, and release that Word of faith that God has given you, and it will bring forth your salvation in your life. Suppose you have thoughts of feeling lonely. Well, the Bible says that God never leaves us, and He never forsakes us. You can always have comfort in the presence of God that is with you. Suppose you have an attitude of saying, well, I'm just wondering whether this promise is going to come to pass, or whether God's going to come and meet my need. Well, the Bible says that if we are wavering, or that be someone who's wondering, then he's like a wave of the sea tossed to and fro. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. See, the devil comes to get you in the mind off of faith. You've got to keep your mind tuned on him. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Very important that you deal with these attitudes. Suppose you have a thought that says, I can't do this, I can't accomplish this. What's the Bible say? Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Start thinking and confessing, I can do all things, praise God. Any kind of a negative thought, line it up with Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. The Bible says we're to think on things that are good, think on things that are true, think on things that are pure, think on things that are lovely, think on things that are of a good report. If it has virtue, if it has praise, think on these things. I'll tell you, you've got to learn to get your mind tuned into the things of the Lord. Very important that we do what His Word says. Suppose you have a thought saying that, well, God won't prosper me. That's a lie. The Bible says in 3 John 2, Beloved, I wish above all things that you might prosper. If God wills for you to prosper, then He wants you to prosper. So don't ever think that God won't prosper you. In fact, as long as he sought the Lord, the Bible says God caused him to prosper. If you'll seek the Lord, God will cause you to prosper. Who's hindering you from prospering? It's the devil. So don't let the devil work in your mind to get you to believe a lie that God won't cause you to prosper. That is from the enemy. You might have a thought of drawing back and quitting and or kind of giving up on some things that God's told you to do. No, the Bible says we're going to press forward to the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Maybe we've had failures in the past. What's the Bible say in Philippians 3? It says we're going to forget those things that lie behind, and we're going to press forward to the high mark of the calling in Christ Jesus. The Bible says in Hebrews 10 that if our soul draws back, He has no pleasure in us. But we're not those that draw back. Instead, we're ones that believe, and we act upon the Word, and our faith brings forth the promises of God in our life. Suppose you have this continual thought that comes before you. Well, I'm just tired, I'm just discouraged, and, you know, this negativism coming at you. And you got all these battles coming at you. What should you do? You need to do what the Bible says. 1 Samuel 30, here where David, he'd lost his family, and they'd come and burn the city, and they even spake of stoning him. Well, in 1 Samuel 30, verse 6, it says, David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. You need to encourage yourself. Otherwise, speak forth that word. Think on the word and do what it says. Suppose you have thoughts that come against you of worry and care and anxiety. What's the answer? The Bible says, Philippians 4, 6, be anxious for nothing. Think on that scripture. Think on it. Meditate on it. Confess it. And 1 Peter 5, 7 says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Praise God. Maybe you have a thought that comes saying, well, nothing's going to work for me. I'm not going to get the victory here. That's a lie. The Bible says in Romans 8, 37, that he's made you more than a conqueror. In 1 Corinthians 15, 57, he gives you the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. In 2 Corinthians 2, 14, he causes you to always triumph in all things in Christ. Praise God. You need to realize that the Word of God is the truth. You've got to get into the Word. You've got to think on what the Word of God says. Don't think on these negative kind of things. If you think on the negatives, the devil is going to have place in your life. If you sit there and you look at your circumstance and say, well, this just looks impossible. Well, that's a lie. If you've got a promise of God, Mark 9:23 says, all things are possible to him that believeth. Hallelujah. God is a God who will meet your needs. Quit letting the devil get into your mind. Don't allow him to bring any of these lies at you. Any negative thing that comes into your mind, you know it's coming from the devil. You need to cast that thing down. Cast it down. If you sit there and think that, well, I just can't get free of this problem, that's false. The Bible says in John chapter 8, verse 31, it talks about if you continue in my word, you'll be my disciples, you'll know the truth, and the truth, that's the word that you're continuing in, will make you free. Well, you've got to learn to take your thoughts captive. You've got to learn to think on good things, keep your mind stayed on him, and meet every line thought with the Word of God, and then you're going to replace it with the truth and put on that new man, that mind of Christ, and walk in victory in your life. Well, apply this in your life, and God will do great things. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen the Lord set people free from anger, fear, anxiety, emotional and mental problems, as well as poverty and loss of prosperity and addictive problems such as nicotine, alcohol, drugs, and gluttony. The Lord will deliver you from all of these problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.